This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Second-degree murder charges will be filed against Matthew Dolop in the killing of a demonstrator in downtown Denver on Saturday. He was acting as a security guard for a TV news crew when he allegedly shot and killed Lee Keltner. Dolop could face a mandatory sentence of 16 to 48 years. His attorney says it was self-defense. Crews battling the Cameron Peak Fire in northern Colorado are focusing on keeping it from moving toward Fort Collins. Public Information Officer Michelle Kelly says fire officials are making sure crews are taking breaks during this year's unprecedented wildfire season.
We pay attention as supervisors as this season has extended to mental status and how are people feeling, and are there things we can do to make sure that they're in the right frame of mind or to help them stay there? Do they need a little bit longer time off before they re-up to go back out?
The fire has burned more than 164,000 acres in Larimer County and is 56% contained. More than 97% of Colorado is in severe drought. The U.S. Drought Monitor says the worst is in the western half, where multiple wildfires continue to burn. State climatologist Russ Schumacher says the summer monsoon rains that usually dampen fire activity, did not happen this year.
To get these huge, huge fires into high elevations in late summer, when we should be seeing the fire season coming to its end, is really, really unusual.
Coming up on the program, Twitter and Facebook limited the reach of an article about unconfirmed claims about Hunter Biden. Then, the Japanese government is appealing a landmark court ruling that holds it responsible for failing to prevent the worst nuclear accident in that country's history. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. Also coming up, how to make sure your ballot counts in this election. Thousands of voters have had them rejected during each statewide election because of mismatched signatures. What you can do to prevent that. CPR's Haley Sanchez has our story coming up in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. Freeze warning for Metro Denver and Pueblo tonight. It'll last until 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. This is CPR.